Hello, everyone, and welcome to the HHW Show podcast. It is the hard-hitting wrestling show, and tonight is very special because finally, we are here. We're days away from WrestleMania 40. A lot of match cards, but we're going to narrow it down, and we're going to probably have plenty of discussion here, and we might need your help on this one because we need to vote. We need to decide who is going to win. It's a prediction show. But this one is probably the hardest picks that we can make. And I'm sure you over there as well. We might think we got everything figured out. But maybe not. I'm bringing in Hector and Frank with me because, as always, we always compete to see who is going to win. And the last two premiums, Hector has won them, and I'm trying to dethrone him, okay? I'm trying to dethrone Hector from this victory here, Frank. And I think we're just going to have to unite and create our own faction so we go ahead and get rid of Hector V. What do you say?
I mean, that seems to be the new norm, right?
Oh, yes. I guess so. Yes.
So why not? Let's take them on.
I don't want to use Judgment Day. We can't use Judgment Day. I don't know. I might have to flip a Bible and pick something. I don't know. Hector might have a name for us. I don't know.
Well, what is this? The Shield 2.0? You're just going to turn your back on me? Hit me with a chair?
We're trying to not let you win anymore, man. I'm going to have to put a stipulation on everything.
Well, I got to honestly say, this was probably the toughest WrestleMania ever to make a decision about, honestly. I think because the storylines are so great, you know, they put this week after week, you know, show after show. It's like, it's so good that the story is so true to life. And it's really difficult. I can't honestly say for the first time in my life, this was very difficult. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, and I thought I had the answers to everything. And it just seems like every week it wants me to change my mind. Okay? But I was like, no, I got to stick to my own story for what I feel. Okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of influential people out there that want to say, oh, this is happening. I got to tune that out because I really got to stay focused on the story itself. That's the whole purpose of the entertainment. Okay? But of course, there's a lot of those that try to be the spoilers, but I'm tuning that out, man. I'm tuning it out. I don't care if John Cena shows up. I don't care if Brock Lesnar shows up. I don't care if this legend's going to show up. It doesn't matter. The point is the story itself. How's it going to finish? Or is it even going to go? Will it finish? Let's put it that way. Because we still got WrestleMania Backlash. There's other premium events. It doesn't really have to stop at WrestleMania. That's what a lot of people get confused. It's like, just because it's WrestleMania, yes, it's a Super Bowl, right? But that doesn't mean anything anymore. Because even at WrestleMania, the suspense could carry over to the aftermath on Raw or on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
How many times that we've seen the Money in the Bank winners win and immediately the next episode, they come out of nowhere and cash in, right? And I feel like this is something in that nature, that something even bigger is going to broil moving on after this WrestleMania. And yeah, it's a 2-night event. And even with those 2 nights, something big, something special is going to happen that Saturday to want us to move on and watch it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time we see 2 main events back to back of the same people.
Yes, I know.
You know? So it's a first for everything. And then Roman Reigns is going to break the record, right? He's going to break Hulk Hogan's record for the most main event WrestleManias, which is well-deserving, of course. But there's just so much. There is so much. But hey, man, let's move on to the actual first match that we're definitely going to cover. And once again, you're tuning in to the hard-hitting wrestling show sponsored by the CNG Sports. And, of course, you can follow us on our website, hhwshow.com. Our podcast will be uploaded not in all audio podcasts, but as well as our website. So if you miss anything, go ahead and tune in. We're starting with our first match, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, the Uso brothers, the twins, for the third time in history, brother versus brother. But this is the first time we see the twins are going at it. And this one was supposed to happen, right? They predicted, they had interviews, like they wished this could happen. Now they got it. But in this storyline, Jimmy, jealous of Jey. Jey's trying to do his own thing. His brother won't let him go. And they need to settle the score in the middle of the ring. So, Frank, you're below me right now, so I'm going to pick on you first. Who you got and why?
Dude, you know, I was so against the two brothers from the start, right? And it's taken me a while to build for this one, but I could tell you that I think I got Jey Uso taking this one, man. It's just one of those where he's the one. That's right. It's Yeet. I think that he has that momentum going forward. You know, Jimmy's been more of just getting kicked, coming in from behind, you know, and I just think that Jey's gonna go at him frontwards and beat the crap out of him.
You say he has the momentum, but he had momentum gravity-wise when The Rock threw him like a kid throwing a paper plane in the classroom last night.
You ain't lying, Neil. You ain't lying. He's like, get the hell out of here. Who are you again?
He said, wee!
No, he did.
I never seen someone fly that far. Wow.
Yeah. But look,
I'm going to go out and say, you know, I agree with Frank here. You know, he is called the main event Jey Uso for a reason here. You know, there's nothing there for Jimmy besides bragging rights that he beat his little big brother. But I don't see no Yeet winning this match. I see Jey Uso, you know, just adding fuel to the fire with the bloodline, giving them their first member a loss to start off WrestleMania.
Are they starting off WrestleMania?
I'm talking about in a sense that with the bloodline, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So, it's just right. That aspect.
I know on Monday Night Raw, they broke it down what's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
But I'm like, yeah, you know, it is, because every match card, there's always a subject to change, right? I had a different vision on this one. I'm surprised that you guys didn't, like, try to go both ways on this, because Jimmy's the older brother.
Yeah.
But I also see that there's a lot of frustration for Jey, because he came so close in winning matches that his brother had always gotten in the way. He got in the way for winning the world title against Roman Reigns. Got in the way with Gunther winning the Intercontinental Championship. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, man, when brothers fight, you know, the older brother usually wins. But I'm afraid, like, on this one, I might have to change my mind on this. And I've been contemplating. You're right. The key word you said, Hector, was there's a reason why he's main event Jey Uso. And if you're not the main event, then why are you going to go on the grandest stage of them all and lose? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I'm basing on. But what if they don't? What if they don't finish? What if they both just give it up their all, but there is not a victory? What if the victory is that they both start standing and they are truce with their daddy on their side? I do expect Rikishi to go. Rikishi has to be involved in this. What would you do if your kids were fighting? You just let them?
In a situation like this, that they're two grown adults and they got to, you know, hash out their situation, their differences, yes. But since there's a third brother who is in the wrestling business, I would be there as a father to make sure he doesn't interfere, because it's none of his business to be in it. And I'm talking
Solo. You're saying Solo has no business being involved.
Right. So I would see why Rikishi would be out there to allow them to to settle their differences, but to keep Solo out of the ring. Because you know Jimmy's going to
bring it if Rikishi doesn't show up. That's one thing. I would be disappointed.
Maybe Rikishi wants to stay out of it and not be involved.
But then it's still has to come together, though.
It's not fair to Jay because you got Solo involved.
Well, maybe Jay might have backup somewhere else.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go for Jay. He's a fan favorite. I think he'll get it done. But at the same time, I don't, even if Jay wins, it's still not a victory for the family because you got both brothers fighting each other. And I think that they need to hug it out at the very end with the dad presence and then have them three dancing in the middle of the ring with Rikishi, just like the old days. You don't think
that
so?
Won't happen. That won't happen. I don't see them hugging it out at the end because you still have Jimmy as part of the freaking bloodline. And he's not going to lead the bloodline. So what? He's going to dance it out at the end? Oh, yeah.
Maybe the storyline builds within the ring. It's happened before.
Oh, okay, sure. That means that Jay then goes back and joins the bloodline, right?
Or Jimmy be like, deuces, I'm out. It goes both ways. I mean, either way could happen. But we all agree that Jay Uso is going to win this match. We'll move on. But like I said, I mean, there's so much to talk about on this, right? We could go on and on and on. But let's be real. When brothers fight one another, you know, I can't talk about all families because there are brothers that once they fight and everything else, it's like, well, I'm not going to talk to you no more. And they don't even talk to you until probably to their during their deathbed or something like that. And they were like, well, I want to say my last words to my brother. You know what I mean? And it's sad, but there are family members that they don't talk to their own relatives, man. They just live their separate ways, like whatever, you know? But I just don't see it that way with these two. I don't, but it is what it is. I just hope that they could, like, get back together. And besides, I mean, Jay did leave. Jimmy got a point, though. Jay did leave, and all of a sudden, he became the tag team champ with Cody Rhodes. Really? The real reason why you left was to do your own thing, not to be partnered up with somebody else. Yeah, so he had a legit reason. Yeah. But talk about tag teams here. We have a six-man tag right here with Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross. The whole crew. What'd you mean? What would you see on this match?
I don't even know. I'm just gonna go on a wild limb here and just say that Karrion Kross and AOP have Bobby Lashley's number.
You know, all right. To me, it's like we knew this was gonna happen. It's just I feel like they kind of rushed this and threw it in there just to have a match in there. But I think the Final Testament is gonna win this match. I mean, you think about it. The Street Profits beat AOP in that tag team tournament. Right on SmackDown. I mean, when was the last time we seen AOP actually lose a tag team match? You know, they were pretty frustrated with that. And so I think they're going to take their frustration out on the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. If you get him out of the game early, the Final Testament is going to win this. So I'm taking them.
I'm going to take it a different one. I think that this is a start. Karrion Kross says something that no one's had repeated. I'm surprised. Even those other podcasters, those other people that want to put the media or make this journalism of wrestling. A couple of weeks ago, he had a promo about the Street Profits. Could they eventually break up? Karrion Kross mentioned it. Montez Ford was better off to be solo.
I've been saying it for a long time.
He is capable of doing it.
Yes, he is.
So, I think I am going for the Final Testament just because that the storyline is driven to where I think that the impossible is going to happen, okay, with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. There's got to be a way where Montez Ford start, you know, after WrestleMania, start leaning to being solo for the year 2024, leading to next year's Royal Rumble. I believe that. All right, let's move on to the next match with LA Knight versus AJ Styles. kind of have some old school stuff into it, because we already seen LA Knight going to the house, get arrested at AJ's property and stuff like that. And Knight's always chasing him, and AJ Styles is like, I don't know. It's like, it's been a quiet storyline, but there's it, I think it's best for the both of them right here. But I don't know. Like, I'll lead it off on this, but I still believe LA Knight is going to be victorious in this match.
Yeah.
I think you got our answer there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this has been really quiet, you know, but I think this is a big moment for LA Knight on the grandest stage, you know, night one, to pick up a victory to help push his career in the direction that we're hoping it would go. I mean, he's doing so well at his point right now in his young career with the WWE roster. So, yeah, I take LA Knight to win this match.
Oh, man, we're agreeing three matches already. I'm hoping we don't agree on everything else, but so far, three matches, all three of us on the same side here. No bueno. That just means that these three matches might go the other way. Okay. All right, here we go. Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. Last year, WrestleMania, we had the father versus son. That led to WrestleMania backlash because of Bad Bunny interfering with the match, not allowing DM to use the chain. Okay. Now we're revisiting a match like this. However, it's a tag team. The only thing I don't like, if you paid attention to SmackDown, is that Rey Mysterio has a way of making what's supposed to be his allies into enemies. Okay. Santos Escobar was jealous from the get-go for not being the United States champion. He turned his back on Rey, and he, once again, he is the leader of La Liga de Fantasma, right? Legado de Fantasma, excuse me. Still got issues with his son. Still, there's no reconciliation there or nothing like that. But Carlito is the key factor in this match. And the reason why I say that, if you paid attention to the cameraman, like, most of the angle was that Carlito, especially when they were introducing the Dragon Lee, right? I'm like, yo, you're not picking me. I mean, what's the purpose of Carlito being there in the first place? I think Ray's going to get spit by the apple, man. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I feel like on this one, Santos Escobar has the upper hand here. I'm going for Santos.
Yeah, I kind of.
Oh my God! There you go.
I see where you're coming from, because you saw that. But I still think that Dom Dom's gonna get spit in the face by the apple.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go the opposite way, and I'm gonna say Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee are gonna take this one.
All right, finally we got a disagreement here.
I'll be the tiebreaker here. But, you know, you have a point there that, you know, Carlito is better as the bad guy. We've been accustomed to that, as him as the bad guy spitting that apple in people's face. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't even looking at that angle as far as this match. I was looking at the fact that since Dom Dom is going to get a win over his dad at WrestleMania. I just seen it's like, okay, well, y'all lost to my dad last year. Well, I got a chance to redeem myself this year. Now I'll do it in a tag team match. And so who better to do it with than somebody like Escobar, who can possibly help him out here. But it's just kind of weird how this alliance is going and mommy's not liking it. I know that's a different topic for a different day, but.
No. It fits on everything here. It does. There's a lot of factors involved. Because the fact you just mentioned it, mommy don't like it. Then Damian Priest is not liking it because they were messing with his controllers and stuff, right? And who his invited
darts. And his darts, yeah.
Oh, his darts, excuse me. Who invited Santos Escobar and the whole crew inside the Judgment Day locker room?
Dumb dumb.
Yeah, he's being dumb. He really is. That's like hey, Frank, come on. And then all of a sudden you bring your whole crew. I don't know these people. Where they come from? You know what I mean? Like, not absolutely. First, Frank, but, you know, when your colors are backwards. I don't trust people with colors backwards. You know what I'm talking about. If Lola was around, then I'll be like, all right, they're welcome. Come on. But anyways, good point there. But Hector, who you got, man?
I got Escobar, and I got the other Mysterio, the young Mysterio, right?
All you know, I hope you guys are wrong so I can laugh in your face.
You know what? I'll laugh with you too. See, I'm already laughing. All right, move on to the next one.
But we're not laughing with you.
No. You're laughing at me. All right, I kind of screwed up the slides here for a little bit, but we already know who's all involved in the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship belts. So real quick, I mean, the main storyline here is the Judgment Day, okay? But other than that, the bigger pop of them all is R-Truth and The Miz.
I agree.
Awesome Miz.
New Day is there for entertainment. DIY, I don't know why. It's always like those daddy jokes. You ever seen the daddy jokes?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? The alphabet? And I don't know why. Or they don't. I don't know. Okay. I forgot how it goes. I just killed it. I know.
Just go forward. Don't worry about it.
Who you got, man?
I have the awesome Truth, man. I think you're going to give it the Truth finally, man. He look, man. How do I put it? You can't say that he's been the face of the WWE, all right? But he's been the comical part of WWE for many, many years. And he's been pretty much, I mean, yeah, he was the 24/7 title champion for like 100 times. So that title doesn't really count. All right? And I think that he deserves a legitimate title. You know, he's getting up there. And you know what? And why not do it, you know, with The Miz? You know, I think it's going to work perfect for them. So I mean, okay. Like I said, I got awesome Truth for the victory here.
Okay. All right. I mean, all right.
I'm going for them too, because I mean, there's so much attention on R-Truth week after week. Okay. He comes out on commentary. He still gets beat up. I mean, he's just trying to do so much to be part of something, and they didn't want him. And so I think he's finally going to probably be serious now. I think he's going to turn serious here.
He's not going to be serious.
I think he is. I think towards the end of this, he's going to show everybody that, look, I've just been playing the fiddle here with Judgment Day, and he's going to be the one to do it.
Peter Dunn. That's who I'm going for. I'm going for Peter Dunn. I'm aiming for those tag team titles to move over to SmackDown. That's who I'm going for. Okay. What they call themselves? The what are their names? Good Lord. I'm killing it right now. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunn. That's who I'm going for. But they had a name. What was their title?
They do have a name.
They do have a name. I can't remember it.
It's a all weird right, name.
Fans, come on, help me out here. Help me out here, fans. Come on.
But Frank, real quick, I mean, R-Truth has been tag team champion in the WWE with Kofi
Kingston. No, I never said he hasn't been.
Well, you know, you made it sound like he hasn't.
It's been like a very long. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it sound like he never has been. But
it's he never had a title.
Super long. And I think that, you know, guy's already on his way out, man. Let's give it to him. He's high up there.
Yeah, but it's almost like if John Cena was coming back, how many of us ever try to pray that he would break the record and be the 17-time world title champion, man, and it didn't happen, right? And I feel like R-Truth, his way is the entertainment part. He doesn't need a championship. And The Miz, he doesn't need one either. I feel like they're playing a role to allow others to get over, right? The Judgment Day, they're young. They're all young still compared to them two. They are the two oldest in the ring.
Who? Oh, Miz and R-Truth?
Miz and R-Truth, yes.
Yeah.
You know? And Well, R-Truth doing the stuff like behind the scenes, you know, with TikTok and Instagram or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. The Miz doing his, the Miz TV. They don't need that much exposure anymore unless they award them for a little bit and then lose it right away.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
I see.
But that. I see your point and I want to go that way. But Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, man, I think they've deserved it even more. They've climbed. They lost that opportunity. They ended up getting it back. They're back in the spotlight. I feel like it's their way. What was that called? It's a bigger impact for them should they lose. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Okay.
I can go as far as saying that this new
What happened?
It's New Catch Republic. Isn't it
New Catch Republic?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds about like, right. Okay.
Sounds like some kind of group, musical group, I guess. I'm gonna go as far as saying that this match probably gonna steal night one.
I believe it. Look, you got the High Flyers, Kofi Kingston, Johnny Gargano. I mean, just Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are the biggest risk taker when it comes to being airborne. Finn Balor, he just gotta be careful he don't get hurt. It's a ladder match, right? You know, he's injured promos at a time. But Austin Theory, I'm just curious to see on his part how much he could sell it. I just don't see him or his partner Grayson Waller even coming close of winning that title.
Right. All right, so we got another.
But then anything's possible, though.
Yeah. So you're on your own on this one. That's cool.
I'm on my own on this one. I love it. I love it. But we all agree that the Judgment Day will not have the gold.
That's correct.
All right. Fair enough. Moving on to the United States Championship, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Logan Paul. This is my least favorite of them all, okay? Because I would rather have a one-on-one match for that title, Randy Orton versus Logan Paul.
Right.
I thought it was best fitted. Go ahead.
This is probably one of those matches though. You can go use the restroom, get a refill on your food and drinks. You know, it's not going to be all that there. But I'll just go ahead and quickly start off, and I'll just swallow my own vomit here. But I'm going to go for Logan Paul here to retain this title.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Swallow your vomit. Swallow it.
I don't think so, man. I think.
Why though? Why?
I don't think it's going to be Logan Paul, man.
He's going to do something to one of the other two to make them turn against each other, and they're going to focus on each other.
But they're already going to turn on each other, though. It's a triple threat match.
I get it, but Logan Paul is a snake, and he's going to do something to one or the other, and it's going to be an all-out brawl. He's going to pick it for the winnings. I mean, I hate to say it. He's walking away with that title. This is ridiculous to say that. I get it, but he's walking away with that title. He's not losing that belt.
So if it was a singles match, he would have automatically lost.
Maybe so.
But now it's a triple threat match. Then it's more of him protecting himself, and he's going to steal the victory because of the fact that the other two are going to do more than Logan Paul.
He's going to make it happen that them two do more against each other than, yeah.
Whatever, man. I hate you already.
That's all okay.
Right. You know.
Go ahead, Frank. He's gonna be like, "You're right."
That's a no-brainer.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush here, man.
I love that idiom. Thanks.
He completely just.
Yeah.
You know, convince me that. He's right. So I'm going to swallow my vomit along with freaking Hector's. No thanks.
You're actually going to tell it? Are you serious?
Hector just sold it. Hector sold it.
Oh, get out of here. I can't believe you, Frank. I can't believe
Hector
you.
Sold it, man.
You just didn't have a pig. That's why.
Oh, no.
You didn't have a pig.
Stick with your pig.
Don't believe him.
No,
if Randy Orton wins, you're gonna be like, "Oh man!"
Hey, at least I know Hector didn't win.
it still counts as a win.
You know, not if Randy Orton wins.
You're too much, man. Look, I'm going to go with my favorite wrestler on this one. I'm going to go for Randy Orton. But every time I go for Randy Orton, he loses. So if he ain't him, it's going to be Kevin Owens. But Logan Paul is not going to retain himself as the United States champion. Get out of here with that bull crap.
All right, you know what?
You only get one. So you take Randy Orton. So if Kevin Owens will win, I don't want to hear it. Oh, I told you if it wasn't going to be Randy Orton, it's going to be him. No, I'm just
going to tell you that Logan Paul wasn't going to win the title in the first place.
All right, screw it. I'm going.
You don't need to win it. He's got it.
You're going to go for Randy Orton?
I'm going Randy Orton.
I'm not going for Randy Orton. I'm going for Kevin Owens.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
One of us is going to win the match.
Yeah, me. You see, Hector? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. I don't know what I did, but that's how you do it. Frank is very easily influenced in making decisions. I like it. All right, moving on to the women's championship with Io Sky versus Bayley. Long overdue. It's about time these two will go ahead and get it on. I'll start it off. I'm going for Bayley to win this match. I think finally, if Damage Control is going to come close to helping Io Sky, even though it's already a six-woman tag team, which is not posted here, but I feel like this time around, Bianca Belair is going to swallow her pride, and with Naomi and Jade Cargill, it's going to be a battle outside the ring, allowing Bayley to become the new WWE Women's Champion.
I second that.
I third that.
Oh, man. Going back to agreeing each other. All right. So let me put that down. Bayley.
Hey, I just thought I'd tell you that.
Here's another thing. Is that Io Sky hasn't really defended that title since becoming champion. She's been holding it. She's holding it for Bayley.
Yeah, there's your guys.
But let me ask you this. Who will challenge Bayley after she wins?
Bianca.
That is the question. So when everyone's looking at Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Naomi, but all three of those superstars are wanting that gold, there's going to be a conflict.
I have to bite into my Snickers first before I make that decision.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a four-way match.
Four-way. There's going to be a lot of ways in this match.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
That's what there will be. There will be no ding dong.
Oh, I don't know. Mommy ain't going to have that either because mommy and the man are next on this one. The Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. This is a storyline that I feel like it's over dramatic, as I want to say. I think they're trying to do too much to match up with the Bloodline storyline. And I think they overkilled it, in my opinion.
All right.
I have some stats. I know, Frank, I took your job away.
All right.
I'm just going to prove it to you that Rhea Ripley has never defeated Becky Lynch. She's 0-4, and the fourth time she went against her, Becky Lynch was the champion. And if you do remember last year in WrestleMania, Rhea Ripley defeated Charlotte Flair for the first time to win the world title. Okay? Her resume speaks for itself. And for Becky Lynch, I know she's trying to get back in there. But she's trying to do too much to validate that she could compete against Rhea Ripley. She might be the badass in the ring. She might be the man. But I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley as the win because with every man, you got to have a strong woman. And I do believe in that. And Rhea Ripley will retain as the world champion.
I agree. I think it's best for Judgment Day since we're already looking at the tag team titles being, you know, dislodged from the Judgment Day. I think Rhea Ripley winning will help solidify some kind of normalcy with Judgment Day. And, you know, with her, because she knows she's gonna be in for the fight of her life here since last year's WrestleMania. And so she's not gonna be able to take this lightly. But I think at the end of it, Becky's a little too over her head on this, you know, trying to prove to herself more than anybody else, having match after match, week after week. It's just gonna catch up to her come WrestleMania. So I'll give me Rhea Ripley.
I think that this is gonna be the destruction of Judgment Day. They're gonna lose all the titles. All right, and with Mommy losing her title, she's not gonna know what to do, and they're going to just fight among each other. Because notice you got Damian Priest already. He's never happy. Dom Dom brought in a new group. He's tagging with a new group. So I think this is the destruction of Judgment Day.
I like how your point makes sense. Finally, Frank. Finally.
Yeah. It makes sense.
You, absolutely.
But I want to save my comment for later on in the show, coming back to this right here. But I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I mean, Mike agrees with you. Mike and Darian Kimbro, right? Oh, they Kimbro from last week, right?
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Judgment Day is falling. Come WrestleMania. Okay.
You went WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, mommies. La mommies. Okay, porque no mama's way. No mama's way.
Next.
That's what she said. Never stop.
Don't get me started.
The Intercontinental Championship is on the line. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. And before we get that, there's one other key thing that I forgot to mention. I feel like they're trying to add to a lot in a short amount of time when they was discussing, right, with Rhea Ripley said something about her daughter. She really didn't say nothing bad about her daughter. She didn't say nothing. Get my daughter's name on your mouth. Look, man, we had enough of Will Smith. Let's leave Will Smith out of this, all right? However, can Sami Zayn do it? Eventually, Gunther said no, okay? Smacked him around on Raw, but laid him out. I think this is a Rocky movie waiting to happen. I'm picking Sami Zayn to win this match. He will become the new Intercontinental Champion, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he's 3 or 4 already titles, right? If I'm not mistaken.
He's a
former Intercontinental Champion himself.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
All right.
I like it. I'm digging it. I think at first I wasn't convinced that Sammy was going to win this match, but I have a funny feeling that Chad Cable is going to be on his side. At first, I didn't believe it, but I think he will be on his side. I think it just for Chad Gable, as long as Gunther doesn't have that title, it doesn't matter to him who has that title. So I think Sami Zayn is going to finally win. And
Sami Zayn wins, and then what's his name is going to want to fight him.
Yeah.
Chad Gable is going to want to fight him. Yeah.
And I think it'll be a back-to-back WrestleMania moment for Sami Zayn, winning the tag titles and then winning the Intercontinental title. So I think that'd be great for him.
Actually, if Sami Zayn wins, he does become a 4-time Intercontinental Champion.
I got that.
First as a baby face.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Frank.
I agree with both of you. Sami's going to take the title. I mean, look, man, you said it. I was going to say it, but you said it. You know, it's becoming a Rocky movie. I'm afraid, Adrian.
I can't do it.
You know, so come on.
And then the wife comes out of nowhere. Come here, Rocky.
Right. You know, it's like, I saw that yesterday. I was like, this is Rocky all over again. What? Come on, man.
What was her name?
Adrian.
No, I can't do that. But all right, we're moving on. We're killing the show.
Chad Gable is going to be his Paulie. Paulie!
Before we get into this mess here, because I know this is a lengthy conversation here. The six woman tag team. I'm picking Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill to win over Damage Control. What you got?
I am too. Yep.
Word. All right. Fair enough. Let's go real quick because I know Frank will be out of the show pretty soon because he has his other things going on. But real quick, here we go. Bloodline versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. Who wins?
Bloodline's gonna win that match.
I concur. I believe it.
I think it's gonna. They're gonna win that match, and it all boils down to the championship match. Okay, on this WrestleMania, it all boils down Roman against Cody and finishing that story.
We get more excitement. Yeah, we're gonna get more excitement with the Bloodline winning this match because Bloodline rules. Everybody and anybody and their mom is going to interfere in this match night two. Sure. So
I'm going to tell you this. I agree with y'all. I think Bloodline is going to win. But leading in, because you want to keep that suspense for the next day.
Right.
All right. But then again, to me, I feel like Roman Reigns doesn't play by the book. And The Rock is the one that's made all the stipulation. But Roman Reigns is the tribal chief. The tribal chief could change his mind. The tribal chief could do what he got to do. However, in this match, I believe it. But there's too many ass whoopings that's one-sided on this one. It's always one-sided. So I feel like something bigger is going to happen on day two, leading into first Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Frank, come on now.
I think on this, you're going to have Damian Priest spoil it. I think you're going to have another Seth Rollins moment.
Besides Damian Priest, honest, straight up, who you got in this match?
I got Drew.
Okay. Hector?
I made a last minute decision on this match. I'm going with Seth Rollins. and I'm not saying that right now because of what Frank said or Drew, because leading up to this, I was going for Drew McIntyre because we know that he's been sided with Paul Heyman and Paul Heyman is related to the Bloodline and all of that. But I'm looking at the next factor, CM Punk. Drew cannot seem to keep that name out of his mouth. And so I think CM Punk
and being CM the person Punk that he is going to be there.
Yeah.
The person that
Punk is, he's not going to let this rest. Okay. So I think he's going to help the lesser of the two evils here on his mind. He's not going to
help. He don't need no help. Seth Rollins don't need no help.
He don't, but in the sense that since Drew McIntyre is more on his mind than Seth Rollins will just have to capitalize on whatever Punk does.
I'm going to tell you this. I think the bigger surprise, and the one thing I do agree with Frank, is if the Judgment Day is going to fall, there's only one man that's going to stand out in the whole entire group, and that is Damian Priest. Damian Priest, it will cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase and become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
No, hold on. I said that earlier, but who's going to win between these two?
Seth freaking Rollins.
Okay.
And Frank, I'm just surprised because the fact that you mentioned in WrestleMania 35 where Seth Rollins came down, converted a match into a triple threat match, right? And maybe you were gearing to that, but I feel like the match is going to end first with both these superstars damaged already with not enough energy. And Damian Priest will come in and handle his business. Now, if they lose the titles, the tag team titles, I could see it happen. But will Finn Balor be jealous and prevent him from happening? That's another thing. Now we're going to start going back to the very beginning, how Finn Balor's always been jealous, right? Because he also always wanted to be the world champ. He's been quiet and out of the net.
Frank, did you did, I'm confused here, Frank. Did you just say that Damian Priest is going to cash in and win that title?
Yes.
But earlier you said that Judgment Day is about to collapse.
That's fine. They could collapse. Damian Priest is on his own at this point. Watch. Judgment Day is going to collapse. But Damian Priest is going to come out and win the title.
Damian Priest cannot win that title on his own if Judgment Day collapse.
Wait a minute.
We'll have to wait for WrestleMania to see that.
So wait, Hector. Let me get this straight. You're telling me that if they lose those titles, the tag team titles, that it'll be even harder for Damian Priest to win?
Yep. And I'm gonna stick to that because it's something that I've said to you guys a while back on the show.
Was it because
Judgment Day will oust out Damian Priest?
But you're already, I know you said that. But I got a feeling that he ain't going to be ousted.
I think so.
I think that Dominic Mysterio is going to get ousted.
Why is he teaming up with, you know, Escobar? And all of a sudden, you got another face that's maybe joining Judgment Day? I mean, somebody has to go out. I don't think it's Dom. I think Dom is setting this up to get rid of Damian Priest. Because it's always Damian Priest they're getting under Damian's skin. It's always something that he's doing to get under his skin. And I think it's all a ploy to get rid of Damian Priest. And I'm sticking to that. And that's why Damian Priest is not going to be able to cash in and win that title. He's going to lose the opportunity because of that. And that's what I'm sticking with. I know there's a lot of moving pieces here. I love it.
Okay, and I know that there's a story out there that he's better off being on his own. I got that.
Right.
But Rhea Ripley has been trying to find the right time to win it. Okay? That's why I need Rhea Ripley to win and defeat Becky Lynch for that to happen. Oh, you lost those titles? Go get that other world title. Or if not, remember, he stood face-to-face with Gunther. What if Gunther does win, and then Damian Priest cashes in on him? Maybe Damian Priest don't want no beef with Seth Rollins or anything else like that. Maybe he just did that and be like, well, Finn, you always wanted that world title. Go get it. Let's take all the world titles again. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, there's still a lot of moving pieces here with this. Mm-hmm. That briefcase is part of it.
Main event.
Cody Rhodes. All the other matches? Wow.
Cody Rhodes versus.
We got here that fast.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Sure, we didn't miss a match because I'm still doing my homework here.
Cody.
Yeah.
I'm just going to. Okay. Look. By default, since I'm the defending champion, I go last.
All right, fair enough. Cody Rhodes finished his story. He's going to win.
I completely agree. That's exactly what I just said.
Hector's not going to agree with us.
Cody Rhodes finished his story. I don't care what Hector has to say.
Hector's going to be like, I want to be last so I could be different. Go ahead.
No,
his own stats. Be like, look, if I just pick this one, I'll beat them all. So go ahead.
I'm not Frank. No. I give you a little reason why I think a certain person is going to win or not.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
But seriously, this was the most difficult match I have ever had to pick because of how it all builds up to this point. And we still got Friday to go before Saturday. And so I guess I am just going to go against the whole world, and I am picking Roman Reigns to win this match.
You got the whole world in your hands.
Yeah, right now I do. I got Roman Reigns winning this match. I mean, I've been saying it for a long time. I need to be convinced that he has to lose his belt. And it all shows that The Rock is the one beating up and bloodying, you know, Cody Rhodes. And then he's always facing off with him. He's always whispering in his ear. And I get all that.
But did he really whip his ass? Did he really rip his ass? Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Yes, did he did. Did. Yes, yes, he did.
What? Who was with him when he whipped his ass? Who Nobody. Was with him? Nobody. So did he really make him bleed?
Yes. Yes, he did.
He made us all believe that he did. But did he really?
Yes, he did.
I'm going back to the very first when The Rock said he wanted the seat at the table. Before even they announced TKO Group that he was one of the board members, I was like, oh, smack, he's going after Roman Reigns. And then I changed my mind just to change my mind again. Okay? So that was the factor. But Cody Rhodes said, I talked to my family. I talked to even someone very close to you. You see, I'm going to take everything away from you. Everything.
And talk is cheap. That's not convincing
what
me anything.
What if all this was a plot against Roman Reigns and to dethrone him? I do believe that. When you are writing an essay, when you are creating a story, your introduction, right, is the masterpiece to where it makes us continue to read. When we get a novel, right, and you want to know, oh, let me see if this is good enough. And all of a sudden, oh, I kind of like this introduction. Let me flip the page and see what else is going on. This is what I see. I see this and say, wow, I want more. Let me read some more. Let me read some more, right? And like a soap opera, it makes you believe this is the direction they're going, and all of a sudden, whoop, it went that way. And I feel like we're so invested on the current things that we forget how the story started, how was it introduced. So I'm going to stick with that one and be like, look, at the end, you got to summarize everything. At the very end, you got to summarize the whole thing for what started from the very beginning. Therefore, I say to myself, there's a reason why that The Rock is going to win with Roman Reigns. There's a reason why he's doing this all the time instead of that. He can fold his thumb. He know better than that. Okay? There's nothing wrong with his thumb. There's a reason why when he stands, he's not that very close with Roman Reigns. And when he does walk, he's always in front. I'm telling you, even the small stuff, it makes it a bigger story. Cody Rhodes has to finish the story.
And everything you said is obvious. And that's what they want you to
but
believe.
No one, but
it's
no
the
one.
Obvious is sticking out to where it's automatic, guaranteed, sports bets, 100% Cody Rhodes is going to win that title. Again, there's moving parts. There's a reason why the Bloodline is going to win day one, because Roman cannot beat him. He already knows he can't beat him, so he needs help. And in order to get the help that he needs, it's going to have to be the Bloodline rules. And if that means it's not The Rock, it's going to be somebody else.
And then
be
you
a
think
plan.
Cody Rhodes doesn't have a plan when it's the Bloodline rules? I mean, look what he did in SmackDown. When Roman Reigns thought he was by himself. Then he showed up with his crew, and guess who showed up for Cody Rhodes?
And why did Seth Rollins have to tell Jey Uso that I have a plan B? Why are we seeing Drew McIntyre talking to the future Hall of Famer Paul Heyman? There's moving parts here that you're focusing on The Rock and you're focusing on Cody Rhodes, that you're taking your focus off of Roman Reigns. Okay, I'm telling you, there's something.
The goal
that
is to defeat Roman Reigns. Piece. Yeah, there's a missing piece.
The but Rock you know is going to turn on Roman.
And even if he does,
John Cena is going to come out and win then.
Who does? Okay, I give you the fact that what if The Rock does turn on Roman? Don't you think Roman has a backup plan? Don't you think Roman is seeing what The Rock is doing when he stands in the ring doing this, when he stands away from the Bloodline? Don't you think that the Tribal Chief sees all that but is not addressing it? He's trying to see what The Rock is doing, okay, and see, okay, well, since he wants to go off and do his own thing, he wants to call himself the final boss, then I'm going to have a backup plan to make sure that he doesn't interfere with me trying to lose this title. Because, honestly, The Rock hasn't really shown himself to be a Bloodline member. So there could be an outside source to where Roman got everybody fooled, even The Rock and Cody falls. The Cody story is going to end sooner or later, but it's not going to happen at this WrestleMania. They want us to believe that he's going to finally do it because he lost last year. But it doesn't have to happen right now, and it's not going to happen on night two. Roman will walk away with that title and show his supreme dominance at why he is the greatest universal heavyweight champion of all time.
So Roman Reigns is another Hulk Hogan, but you're telling me?
He's going to surpass Hulk Hogan come September.
So does that mean that next Tuesday you'll be eating some humble pie?
That's okay. Give me some whipped cream and give me a glass of milk if he loses.
And I'll be actually, we're going to get you a pie that says Cody is champ.
You know what? Yes. Let's not go there, because the one time we did do a bet, I remember Big Jace, he took it. He took the pie.
He took it
like a champ.
Look, I'll admit on the show come the following podcast that I was wrong, but I just don't see it. I mean, I've been struggling with this and looking at it week after week, Monday night after Monday night, and SmackDown after SmackDown. I'm like, man, this is going to be Cody's story. But then I'm thinking this is being too obvious. It is too obvious. Something got to give. This is going to be bigger than last year's WrestleMania. No doubt about it. But with Bloodline rules, because it's going to be boring if there's no Bloodline rules for night two. Just one-on-one, it's going to be boring. We want to see excitement. We want to see chaos. We're going to see how many – can we even give a over-under of how many near pins we're going to see in this match? I mean, seriously.
I just want to know what's the near-under of how many more surprises can we get on that match, because, again, when the numbers are outnumbered for Cody, Cody's going to have a backup plan.
I'm not gonna.
Cody did have a backup plan,
but
oh yeah, but no, can his backup plan?
No one's ever talking about Damian Priest and his to cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase on this match.
And see, and this is where I'm going back to what I was telling Frank earlier. You talking about the Judgment being dismembered? Then if you say the Judgment, yeah, if Judgment Day is going to be disbanded, dismembered, disfigured, break up the boy band. Then
all their heads getting cut off.
If for argument's sake, this is the time that Judgment Day breaks up, then Bloodline is not going to break up. You're not breaking up two factions at one WrestleMania just like that. One of the factions,
Roman Reigns did say,
is going to be successful.
That if he loses, he's walking away.
Exactly.
I think Roman Reigns is getting retired. Getting ready to just walk away.
Why would he retire?
He's been saying for a while he's been wanting to walk away.
But I do got a question for y'all though, and real talk. When y'all look at Roman Reigns, don't you see anything different with him? I feel like he's getting, like, the face is getting skinnier. Like, you see more bones.
Like, he's losing weight.
That leukemia.
Yeah, you think so?
It could be, and maybe that may be a reason why he hasn't defended that title a whole lot. Why he's just been on TV talking, you know, but using it in the character way, you know, right. And trying to. But yeah, seriously, I mean, for all purposes here,
If he came back with leukemia, I think he would have came out with it already.
In the character that he is. He's not going to do it as in the character that he is now. When he was face, yeah. But as a heel, he's not going to do that. I think that's why he said what he said. If I lose, I'm gone. And if that is the reason, if he does lose and he is gone, then we know the real life reason why. And I have no problem with that. Because he has a legitimate reason.
I don't know. I just, you know, I was just paying attention. I was like, man, this is different with Roman Reigns.
It makes sense. I will tell you this,
going off topic a minute. I saw the AEW. I'm sorry, the A&E thing with Roman Reigns on
Sunday.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, I saw the Bray Wyatt. If you haven't watched it, you gotta watch it. That is awesome.
I think the other one to watch is CM Punk and his interview and how he just went to town with AEW, and there's only like a couple of things that he couldn't mention because he signed a non-disclosure agreement. But to be all fair and everything else, like, I was never a fan when wrestlers from WWE would jump ship because they got released and go straight to AEW, which benefited me to get to know them when they came local, right? But the storyline and everything else is like, I'm looking at WWE all over again. What are you going to do? Which is different than how AEW started, when I started liking fresh people, getting to know more wrestlers, and the tag team division was phenomenal, right? Because they're flying everywhere, and I'm seeing things that I didn't see in WWE, because in WWE, we got to see the same tag teams over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. The New Day, the Usos, the New Day, the Usos, and it got boring. You know what I mean? But in AEW, they had all kinds of tag teams that were legitimate, tag teams. And then all of a sudden, it just got like WCW, but worse, pretty much. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Like, that's why I just like, and then it's too much wrestling anyway, you know, between the independent scene, WWE now, I'm hooked again on NXT. Like, everything's getting like, WWE is really the powerhouse of all of it. You know, that's where it's at. So, and I'm not, people are going to debate it with me and stuff like that. They will. It is what it is. But, and I know I'm ranting already, but it's cool. Because of you, Frank.
Look, I think AEW is good on certain things. I do think that their product has gone down from when they, first started. I was a big AEW fan. When they started out, I would watch them religiously on Wednesday nights. When they came on to Friday nights, I'll watch Friday nights a bit. And I think they even had a Saturday edition also at some point. And at that point, I wasn't even watching anymore. It just became, it came,
they're trying to match up with WWE so fast.
WWE-ish.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking about that WWE-ish, right, Frank? Mm-hmm. You owe me and for Hector a couple of more votes. Forgot all about it. All right, we got to close up our fantasy championships, man.
Let's do it. Hurry up.
All right. Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar. Who wins?
The cows. I'm going to have to say Kurt Angle's going to take this one. He's going to just outmaneuver Brock. Brock's going to get tired after 15 minutes of going around in a circle. And Kurt Angle's going to take him.
All right, Hector.
This is going to be a good wrestling match. Not an entertainment match, a wrestling match. I think Kurt Angle will be able to take him. Stay away from Super City.
I think Kurt Angle can handle the Super City. I think Kurt Angle is able to escape Suplex City. I believe that the Kurt Angle's the gold medalist versus Brock Lesnar, who is the NCAA champion. I think I go for gold. And he could win with his broken freaking neck. I'm taking Kurt Angle to win it, and that's unanimously vote. Congratulations, Kurt Angle. Yay, yay. All right. Moving on to our very last pick. Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley.
Bianca.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Bianca too.
Yeah, man. If y'all change your picks.
EST.
I would have picked Rhea Ripley. Because Bianca Belair still hasn't beaten Rhea Ripley.
I mean, you could still pick Rhea Ripley.
Bianca Belair hasn't even been the NXT champion. We haven't seen, the only victory really that Bianca has is winning the Royal Rumble. Other than that, I mean, I got you. I respect that. Two against one.
Bianca's still a champion.
Bianca Belair has never defeated Rhea Ripley in a championship match.
Okay. Gotcha.
Bianca Belair won the Royal Rumble and went on to become the champion by defeating Sasha Banks. Rhea Ripley did lose to Charlotte Flair, right? Lost the NXT title. She made a comeback, and now she beat Charlotte Flair. And should she win against Becky Lynch, she really is superior over Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I had chosen Rhea Ripley. But I want to see that match between Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair. Matter of fact, that's my dream match for next year's WrestleMania. But we'll see what happens, because I feel like Rhea Ripley and Jade Cargill got to split up already. I'm just saying that already. Like, you got to be in both different brands, you know, because
I would love to see that fight, though.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that or Bianca against Jade Cargill.
Big Mommy got a good task on her, but hey, you know what? That kind of wraps it up, our show. This has been beautiful. May the best host win, Hector, Frank. And yeah, we're definitely gonna have the aftermath of WrestleMania Sunday night, recap the whole thing. This is gonna be probably the most unpredictable WrestleMania of all time.
I can see it.
Yeah. What are your picks? Who do you think is going to win in your match cards? All right. Who has an advantage? Myself, Frank, Hector, or even you? You think you out? Hey, send me your picks. I will publish it. Yay, yay. I will do it all.
I'm going to come out victorious.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you again? One last thing. Here we go. Have
to finish the story. Shut up, bitch.
Will he finish the story? That is the question. And we will find out after WrestleMania 40, night 2, Sunday. And you could join us on our podcast. I can't wait. Thank you, guys.